Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. How to have a terrible lawn? Don't water, don't fertilize, don't do anything about the dandelions and the crabgrass. Simply do nothing, and by summer, your once beautiful lawn will be a mess of weeds. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus said, "The sower sows the word in people's hearts." There is one group of people about which the scripture says in this parable. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. My guess is most of us belong to this group. Unless we deal with the problematic areas of our life, they will remain as thorns and thistles. Friends, I urge you to pray and ask God to keep the thorns clear out of your life so that you may remain fruitful for Him. Your heart is much more important than your lawn. If you let the Word of God rule your heart, then the peace of God will reign your heart. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Remember, my friends, watch what wears you out more than what you wear, and watch what eats you off more than what you eat. Shall we pray? Gracious Lord, reveal to us this day the thorns in our life sapping our spiritual strength. Spirit of God, may you take control of our inner being, that we may rise up to be strong and powerful men and women of God's kingdom. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.